ധ്യമോദളാവഗുണ്ടനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. In the previous day, we saw Narada saying that Lokahanau Chinta Na Karya. Do not worry about worldly losses. Do not worry a lot about whatever is happening in the world. So whatever is happening with respect to oneself and the world, whatever is happening to duality, do not worry about it. So it is also like, why shouldn't I worry about duality? We saw in depth, but why shouldn't we worry about duality? Manase vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana. Because the duality doesn't exist at all. If duality seems to exist, such a seemingly existent duality is not real. It is just nama rupam, it is mithya. That which is mithya, there is no point running behind that. So we see water in desert, there is no point worrying about water seen in desert. So we see water in desert and we say, oh, look at that, water is being wasted. Many people are thirsty, many people are dying of what, not getting water in the world, and here there is water. Such worry will lead us nowhere. Such worry is of no use at all. We have to get rid of it because it's not real. So if that is the case, then should I stop looking at the water in desert? Should I stop perceiving anything at all? Do I have to stop actions completely? So this doubt, this is a kind of confusion is being answered by Narada in the next sutra. Natat siddhau loka vyavahara au vyaha vyavaharo heyaha kintu falatyagaha tat sadhanam cha. So vyavaharau, it is vyavaharau. So after bhakti is achieved, or a person tastes premam, after that worldly activities will still go on. There is no necessity, need to get rid of worldly actions. Perceiving the world will be perceived the same way it is perceived today. What about enjoyment? Enjoyment also will happen the same way it is happening. Externally, everything will remain the same. Internally, there is a huge difference. Internally, earlier, a person who hasn't got this premam, such a person considers duality as real. And since such a person considers duality as real, therefore he gets into ragadvesham or kamakrodham. And as Krishna says, kama krodho vijayate, from kamam, from attachment comes krodham, krodad bhavati sammoha, delusion, sammoha, smriti vibhrama, loss of memory, smriti bhramshad, buddhinasho, buddhinasham, buddhinashat pranashyati. Kama krodha moha smriti bhramsha buddhinasha karanatvat tarangayita apime sangat samutrayante. So these thoughts, like negative thoughts means thoughts about duality being real, those thoughts are not to be encouraged, because though they are simple, they appear to be very small. They appear to be like a wave, but slowly multiple waves join together, multiple waves, it will become an ocean, it will become huge. Therefore, The inner attitude of considering duality as not real should always be maintained. Sakta karmanya vidvanso yata kurvanti bharata. Kuryad vidvansas tatha saktah chikirshur lokasangraha. Even as a vidvan, a jnani does actions by getting attached to them. A jnani does actions but without the sense of attachment. How can we do with actions without any attachment? Attachment towards action comes because we crave for the fruit. Phalatyagam. If there is phalatyagam, if we renounce the phala, if we renounce craving for the phala, then automatically we will not be attached. And if we are not attached to the action, then the action will not bind us, the action will not taint us. And such a person, namam karmani limpanti, name karma phale spraha, iti mam yo bijhanati karma bir nasabhadhyate. Who will get rid of bondage of karma? Namam karmani limpanti, karmas don't taint me. Name karma phale spraha, the fruits of action also doesn't touch me, it don't taint me. Iti mam yo bijanati, thus who knows me? Me means me as the inner self, me as yourself. If you know, then karma bir nasabhadyate. Such a person is not bound by karma. Such a person is not tainted, affected by karma. The affect, the karma affecting means sukha dukkam. So such a person, sama dukkha sukha swastaha, sama loshtashma kanchanaha. Such a person will maintain equanimity with respect to sukham and dukkham. Whether sukham or dukkham, he has renounced phalas, craving for phala, therefore he will not get affected at all. So this means that, like, after becoming either becoming a jnani or a bhakta, or when we are striving for bhakti, we are demonstrating a bit of premam. Even when we are demonstrating a bit of premam, we don't have to get rid of loka vyavaharam, worldly activities. So a sadhaka should not brush his teeth. A sadhaka should not open his eyes. A sadhaka should not eat. A sadhaka should not sleep. All those are not required. So though we find like Mahatmas like Amma and all demonstrating such a state, because that is not because we have to get rid of what they want to tell, is not that we have to get rid of external activities, but it is that even when external activities are there, our attachment shouldn't be on external activities. Our attachment or focus should be on Ishvara. Our focus on Ishvara should be so strong. Our love for Ishvara should be so much that worldly activities don't have any taste in them. So there is a true bhakta. A true bhakta, or a person who wants moksha quickly, such a person will immediately try to implement it. He'll not waste even 1 second, because for him each minute he is suffering. Each minute he is suffering in sorrow. And therefore he will want to get rid of sorrow. So such people are also there. But Narada says that there is no hard fast rule that we have to get rid of worldly actions. Worldly activities can still go on. There may be people like who will want to realize immediately, therefore they will leave everything like Meera Bhai did and then seek Ishvara. So such people might be there, but there is no rule that we have to do it. So na tat siddhau loka vyavaharau heyaha. Tat siddhau, like once a person achieves or attains this bhakti or pure premam, or while we are, when a person is achieving premam, loka vyavaharau heyaha. Na loka vyavaharau means loka vyavaharam, worldly activities, na heyaha, not to be renounced. Kintu, but phalatyagah tat sadhanam cha. The sadhanam, the way to Sustain that premam is phala tyagam, renouncing phala. Renouncing phala itself means Ishwar Arpitam is already meant there. So Ishwar Arpitam Naichaya Kritam. If one is there, if Ishwar Arpana Buddhi, Arpanam is there, then automatically phala tyagam is there. A person who offers to Ishwara will consider the phala as like Ishwara's grace. Whether good or bad, it is Ishwara's grace, it is Ishwara, therefore he will not get affected. Person who is not attached to the phalam, if he is not attached to the phalam, the only way is he has surrendered to Ishwara, surrendered to his own self. That is the only way, which means a person is not attached or tainted by action. So it's the same thing that Krishna says as Brahmanyadaya Karmani Sangam Tyaktva Karotiyah Lipyatena Sa Papena Padma Patram Ivambasa. So a person who offers all actions to Ishvara and does it without any attachment, attachment means attachment to the action, attachment to the fruit of action, such a person is not tainted by action, by sorrow, even as the lotus leaf. A lotus leaf is in water, but it is not wet. Similar way, a bhakta, though he is doing actions, he is not tainted by the action. So this means like this is something which is very important, because many people think that Vedanta, like mention the word Vedanta, people will think, oh, are you like you are so young. Vedanta is only for people like who don't have any eyesight, so they wear glasses and still they can't see, and then who cannot hear properly, and then who don't have proper teeth, and like who are counting their days. Such people, it is for such people, it's not for you young kids, it's not for you guys, you are so young. And me, for others are there like who Vedanta, if they hear Vedanta, then they think, oh, are you going to be a sannyasi at this young age? What has happened to you? So, like, all those elderly people or people who think that after a particular age we have to learn Vedanta, how many people after a particular age do they learn Vedanta? These elderly people who comment that after a particular age you can learn, are they learning? Okay, they are not learning, at least do they have in their plan to learn? No. They have everything set, everything planned. Even the oh, cremation, my like body should be taken there. Like my after me, like my money should go here to there. And all those, everything is set, planned. Even death is planned. But Vedanta is not part of their life. So it is like telling Vedanta, I'm not going to follow Vedanta. And like advice, I can give advice on for you to not follow Vedanta. Why? Because I am not following. Since I am not following, I can give the advice of not following. That is what like people do. And about those who think like Vedantins become sannyasis, Balakrishnan Nair is not a sannyasi. There are many people like that. There are Nochu Venkatraman is yet another person. There are many people like who are not married. Sorry, not sannyasins. Maybe married, maybe not married, but like who are not sannyasins. Vedanta is not about like sannyasam. Vedanta is not about getting rid of actions. Actions are not the problem. Problem is the attitude behind the action. Problem is dvandva bhavam, dvaita bhavam. Problem is not the karma in itself. Problem is considering karma, which is part of the world, to be real. So that is when problems are created. If we are able to internally renounce all actions, their fruit, by offering it to Ishvara, by considering that everything is Ishvara, then there will be no dukkham at all. Though our actions may not still give us the desired fruit, our actions will not like help remove or negate terrorists. Our action will not help us in getting rid of pirates. So it seems like after the three parts of Pirates of Caribbean got released, Somali pirates or pirates in the ocean, they have been inspired by Johnny Depp. Therefore, Pirates are like common these days. So one of the US ship was hijacked by pirates, and then like of course it is a hangama. That is what happens in the world. Like they got it, they didn't get it, they got it, but one person got caught. Oh, one person, that person is also released. There are a lot of things. So will these pirates be stopped? No. Will 9/11 be stopped? Definitely no. Will tsunamis be stopped? No. Everything is going to be the same. As if, like, if we work towards negating tsunami, technology has progressed or advanced in such a way that tsunami can be predicted. Even when tsunami came, like, tsunamis could be predicted, but nobody predicted it. Earthquakes, Italy, one of the big earthquake. I was reading a couple of days back about the blackout in 2003. So US is considered a like very developed country where technology has advanced to a large extent, but still blackout was there. Forget the blackout, like today it is said that US electricity grid, of course everything is today controlled by computers, internet and all. So there have been some hacking into our like spies, cyber spies hacked. They didn't do anything, but they hacked into the electricity grid system, US. Technology has advanced. So, is our effort really helping the world? Definitely no, it will not. Then the same will be the case with respect to a spiritual seeker as well. The difference is that when somebody hijacks, some pirates hijack a ship, a worldly person will become very sad, anxious, a bit afraid, emotional. He'll become emotional, or emotions will overpower him. Whereas for a spiritual sadhaka, he knows that it is not real. He knows that everything is just Ishvara Leela. Therefore, he'll not be affected the least. So, a spiritual sadhaka, a bhakta, will not be affected at all by anything. Oh, earthquake it in Italy? Oh, Ishvara, like he. Ishvara also requires some extracurricular activities. So, once in a while, like Ishvara also parties. But Ishvara is huge. His party is not like our party. If our party, like if we party, then neighbors will hear it. That's the only thing, neighbors will complain. But when Ishvara parties, it has to affect the world and earthquake comes. Oh, what about tsunami? Oh, tsunami, like Ishvara thought he should take a bath. Of course, like he didn't know the technological advancement. Therefore, he didn't put the curtain in the bathtub, and therefore everything got spilled out. It's very easy. It is very simple to understand or consider everything as Ishvara's will, everything as Ishvara's grace. Of course, whatever I said was in a comical sense, but we can seriously consider everything as Ishvara's will. Ishvara knows much, much better than us as to what is good for the world, and he will do only what is good for the world. Whatever bad is happening is not because of Ishvara. It is because we are adamant that we will consider duality as real and thereby cause problems onto ourselves and to the entire world. So rather than that, we should perform activities like we are doing today, like any person is doing, any worldly person is doing. Whatever we are supposed to do, perform the action in a very beautiful way, on the best possible way, while remembering internally that whatever is seen is just an illusion. Only Ishvara existing here. So, like if we try to do this kind of action when tsunami hits, or like when tsunami is not there, everybody is happy in the world. My economy boosts. When economy is down, still happy. an economy goes up still happy. So at the end of the day, we'll feel day by day that like happiness, pratikshana vardhamanam. Day by day, bliss is increasing. We are becoming more and more blissful, irrespective of whatever is happening in the world, irrespective of whatever activities we are doing, good or bad, irrespective of whether we are able to do something or not able to do something. We are offering that also to Ishvara. Today I couldn't do dhyanam. But I couldn't do dhyanam. I offer this non-doing of dhyanam to you. And the reason was I overslept. And this oversleeping I offer to you, Ishvara. If we do that, then Ishvara will ensure that the next day he gives us a wake-up call. That he ensures that we are doing dhyanam. Ishvara will help us out in that case. So rather than getting affected and crying that I didn't do dhyanam yesterday. How could I not do dhyanam? Oh my God, what is happening, going to happen to me? What is happening to me? Such thoughts are not required, because all actions become good. All actions become nishkama karma when we offer the phala and when we perform it with a sense of offering or surrender to Ishvara. Ishvara arpitam na ichchaya kritam, like actions performed as an offering to Ishvara and not craving for any fruits. Such actions purify the mind. Chitta shodakam. They purify the mind, and thereby they lead or help us in liberation. That itself is liberation, wherein a person doesn't get rid of worldly actions. He does worldly actions in the best possible way. Even as a worldly person does actions, he does actions, but his actions, the more and more he does actions, the less and less binding it will become, the more and more blissful such a person will be. And whoever is involved in that action, they can also feel that bliss in the action. So that is what is the ultimate goal of life, that while we are doing worldly actions, our life is blissful. May Amma bless us so that we may be able to do worldly actions in the same way that we are doing today, but with a sense of surrendering, with a sense of surrender without craving for the fruit, so that our life becomes very blissful. We'll continue in that next day. Namaskar.